We're continuing our shiurim on Matbea Bracha. We are, Baruch Hashem, we got up to the word Melech HaOlam now. So let's just go through the Mahalach where we've gone through so far. We're going to go back to refer back to this picture. Very nice picture over here. If we find in Sefer Etz Chaim Levoteihem. And we find that there's an aliyah of the volume over here. Well, you read the Enelia, so we're just going to follow the arrow just to track what we've done so far. So we started off by saying the word Baruch. Okay, so as we're saying Baruch, we're bringing down Shefa on two tracks. The track of Panimi, the Panimistic and Shefa, which is indicated here in the green. We bring it all the way down, Baruch Hashem. We stop there. And as well, simultaneously, on the tzad chitzon of that, also when we said Baruch Hashem, we're mechaven to bring down the three ma's, mab de ab, mab de sag, and mab de ma. We brought in Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. We added the word Elokeinu by adding some shefa on tzad chitzon. There's no shefa on tzad penimi that was brought down in that word. And now what we're going to do, as we can see, the arrow goes down and then goes all the way back. When we say the words Melech HaOlam, right over here, we're going to go all the way up to the highest realms into what we call the Absag, until Abd Ab and Abd Sag, all the way up to Adam Kadmon. We're going to make a zibuk down here, then we're going to bring down the Shefa HaGadlus. So again, we'll bring down the Shefa Katnus, as we said, in order to bring Koach, to give Koach to the Zun, in order to go up and actually get the proper Shefa. This is what we're looking for. So, Mochim the Katnus, you go down to Zun, they get Koach, and then they can finally go up properly, all of the Absag the Ak, and bring down their own Shefa, depending on which Bracha you're making. But bringing down Mochim the Katnus here. Okay? But before we move on to the words Melech HaOlam and see exactly the Derech Aliyah and the Derech Yerida of the Shefa, before that I just want to finish discussing what we started last time at the end. One of the questions is why don't we find in all these Kavanas that we have over here, in all the Rishash, we don't find any mention of Kelim. We know that the Klal of Kol Tzame, we must have mentioned it, that the Kol Tzame tells us, it's an acronym for Kelim Levushim, Tzlomim, Moichim, and Oiras. That's the process that we bring down Shefa, right? So we bring down the O into the Moichim, right? We just do Kol Tzame the other way around. So we're starting with the Aleph, and then the Mem, and then the Oiras, Moichim, and then Tzlomim, Levushim, and then Kelim. That's the Kaf at the end. So we have to start from Oiras and bring the Shefa down into the Moichim, into the Tzlomim, and then all that into the Levushim, and then all that into the Kelim. Now, in all the other places in Etz Chaim we find, and in the Kavanas, we find usually a place where to bring the Shefa in. It's called the Kelim. But we don't find any mention of Kelim in the Kavanas here. So the question is, why don't we find any names of the Kelim? So the Mefarshim speak about this, and they bring down the Shah Rachamim. Shah Rachamim in Chelek Beis Shela Nun, he writes, I'll just quote it here, he says, because of a cloud, Sheyesh Shemus Akeli Davka, Bidova Shinase Alide Alyadeno.
Alide?
One second. Klal Shiyesh Shemus Kalim Davka Dova Shinase Nase Alyadeno. And explains, keep going. Alias Beruhim, Sirs Nefesh, Valias Man. As then you need Kalim. You need Kalim. Okay? Now what that means is that when we're doing the whole process, meaning as we mentioned beforehand, the lot is missing over here, because what usually is done is that before you do these kavanas, you have to have something which is called Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. This is not possible what Bechla we're doing. The Rashash says without Mesiras Nefesh, you can't really pull down tremendous Shefa. You have to really put your kavanah into it. Mises based Mises Dalit Mises based in. It's also part of the Kavanas, which is also missing over here. That's why we haven't learned it. These are components which help us draw down the Shefa. So when that's not the case, then we're not actually drawing down the Shefa completely, and therefore they're not going into the Kelim. That's what the Shah Rachamim wants to say. So this is sort of a Bimkom Yerida of Shefa, but not all the way down into the Kelim. Now the Farshi tried to handle with the Shah Rachamim and explain a bit further. That the Klal is Yadua and it's Chayim, that when we speak about Kelim, Kelim is a reference to Moichim the Bia. Now you can ask me, what's the connection between vessels and Bia? Right? Bia is Bria Tziasia. What's Kelim have to do with that? Well, the answer is that we know when the Zayin Malachim broke, what happened was is that the Zayin Malachim broke from the, and they fell from the Olam of Atzilus into the world of Bria Yitziyasiya. So the Keli Panimi of theirs fell into Bria, the Keli Amtsari of theirs fell into the world of Yitzira, and the Keli Chitzen of theirs fell into the lower world of Asiya. So you see the Kelim fell into Bria. What were those Kelim for? The Kelim are building up the Gansa world. They are, as we can use the expression, they are the Moichim, the substance for the worlds. So it's not a contradiction to say you have Kelim, the Tachlis of the Kelim are to give nourishment to the worlds, or as we saw the Lashon of Era, the Kelim are the Moichim de Bia. That's a new understanding of what Kelim are all about. Kelim, you think about it as a vessel. It's not some vessel, it gives nourishment and creates all the worlds which are below. Mimele, the Pshat is that since we're not going down to Bia right now, but what have we done so far? We're bringing our Shefa from Kesa Elyon. We then bring down Shefa, because Mochim, it's called Mochim de Yindika, all the way down to Zoom. Where is Zoom? Zoom is in Atzilus. Since, the Pshat is this, since we're not going to be, there's no mention of Kedem. That's the Emstika Pshat. Okay, it's a very, very nice Hezbollah that I saw in the Nikud Tzikesev also, and Bikas Meir, they're also basically the same Hezbollah. Now, there is something else, but I think we'll leave that in the Kuda. We'll need that in the Kuda. Okay, so we're going to move on now to the words Melech Olam. Now for this, what I'd like to do is, I saw a nice pirush called in Sefer Nikud Tzekesef in Hashlomos Chelek Aleph, which is actually a Chelek Bifnei Atzmo. Hashlomos Chelek Aleph, it's not a whole sefer dedicated to Matbei Bracha, but it's a split between Matbei Bracha and Kaddish. So those who have the sefer can follow with. It's on page 52 of the sefer. So we're going to do it, Ligabe, because it quotes quite a bit of inyonim that we need hagdomas to learn before we actually do it, before we go into the kavanas. Because if we see the kavanas straight away, it's very hard to understand it without the proper hagdomas. Okay. Because we have to do some type of aliyah all the way upside the ark. We have to know more about the inyanim of the aliyahs birurim from Bia to Atzil. So let's start over here. Page 52. Vine. Yeah. Hey, Tam Shalamadu, Bezat Hashem is Kavanas Tevas Melech Ha'olam, B'diva Koshu Shal Rab, Sidu HaKodesh, Nagdim Vaya Kama Yisodis Itim Shalifaneihem, Yuvanu Sidra Kavanas Eilu Ale Seder HaNachom. והוא שבשעה כבונס ובשעה מצווה שלמדו לעיר, מבאי הערה בקיצור כבונס מלך העולם, היא שהשפע נמשך בטבעס ברוך את השם הלוקין עם מלך העולם, לחגת דה זון. We know that so far, in those four words that we read, ברוך אתה השם, אלוקינו, what have we done exactly? We brought שפע only to what's called the חגת of זון. We have to also bring it to the חבד of זון as well. We have to build up the חבד. So, but right now we're only in the stage of kapas. Shuhu mochem de yinika. Noisim lahem a koach lalot in the berurim el bina lekabel de sheva amiti shuhu mochem de gadlus. Again, the tafkid is, as we know, in order to build up the parts of it in order for it to go higher. Now, on the sede kavana zu, lalos is a mochem de yinika ima berurim lahamshech at a mochem de gadlus eino kipshuto. ויש לבעיה בה ביו נרחיב כיצד יאלו הבירורם ויובו המוחם וגדלוס ועוד פחותים עניונים נוספים שייכים לזה. So we're going to have to explain a bit more because we'll see the kavanos are very very mekatzes. It's very difficult to understand the oimek of pshat in Rashash without first going into the backgrounds a little bit. שידוע כלל שדרכו וקודש הרב הוא להלים וליסטו את טבעי קודשו מגל לטפח ומחס לטפחה. והריזל always בדרך בדרכו וקודש is only מגל לטפח מחס לטפחה וקיצו מקוימו איך את שעריך וקיצו במוקם אחד וארם במוקם אחר. Now, due to this mahalach of the Arizal to hide things, we come onto a lot of different stiras. Now, it's a major, major problem to put, try to put any kavanos whatsoever. But he says, "But is it? Ashreinu ma tov chekeinu, ma na'im goraleinu, ma yafa yishuaseinu, shebonu lezeh ha'olam v'acher shezarech ol hashemesh." The shemesh came to us. And who is that? That is Rav Rabbeinu Rashash Zia Sheir Laaretz Veledarim Aliyah B'Marom Kodesho Kedusho So Ubrua Kodesho V'Dato Hachov Gila Midrash Anelam V'Hashli Mivaya V'Seder Et Diva Kodesho Shel Rav Alidei Sifro Hato Na'ar Shon V'Siduro HaKodesh והנורא המבוררים את כל הכוונות העניינים הסתומים והחסומים ולא בער לבערם דק היטב הידב הדק להפלה עושה פלא למען יוכל כל בר יסה להבין המשכיל להסכיל ולימודים קדושים אלו על דר נוכל המיתי לעשות כיוונו כיוונים טובים וקדושים לכבוד השם יתברך לאקמה שכינתה מפה. גם זה ההספד he's giving on the רשש over here. How he's משבר את רשש, how he's come along and really paved the path for us in order to massage all the steel. So we're going to skip this paragraph. We're going to continue. Now he's going to bring over here in Shah Kavonis. Tosh Vav the Kreshua. So let's start reading this is the Shah Kavonis he's quoting. V'nei kama yedata ki kavanos ha'tfilos em lecha be'azun zivug zun. The whole tafkid is to make a zivug in zun. O bezman she'aya beis ha'migdash kayam aya mochim shalem tadirim v'lo ayim mistalkim. When we had the zman of the beis ha'migdash, we had a matz of that za and nukva were completely or constant stage of a zivug. Yeah, constantly. To do. אבל עד החורבן, המוחים באים לפרקים וחוזרים מסתלקים מהם. But after the חורבן הבייס, הרבים, what happened was is that there was no longer a זיווק תדירי. וזו הטעם שניקה זו נופלים ועובדים. וזו עושה תבלסינו So he's giving us a sod gadol of why we're davening b'chlal. The reason why we're davening is in order to bring the mochim back into zun, in order to bring them back to the stage of zivuk tadir. Now, what's the matter of zivuk tadir over zivuk shein tadir? Do you know? Anybody know? The bigger matter is that when the partzufim are in a state of zivugim, shalom, when the shalom bias, then the kids will get what they want. That's what happens. When the parents are happy, then the kids will get what they want. The Shefa pours out from Abba Ve'ima in a Zman of Zivur that it cannot be compared to any other Zmanim. So Le'ela Le'ela, Zman Shel Shefa Bracha. Mashing when the Patsufim are away, sort of, let's say, divorced, that's when the Bais is not in the ultimate state, the children are going to receive the Shefa that they need. That is not, definitely not far from ideal. And therefore, the Banim and all the Bnei Bais are going to suffer, which are, we are the Bnei Bais. So therefore, in order to rectify the situation we've come to play, Nebuchadnezzar has created us. And for us to daven, in order for us to be mazed the partzuf and panim upon him, and to reestate this tremendous man of tikkun. והנה הוא כי, הנה כמנסנו הוא כדי לזהב גם שיולידו שפע ונשמות בעולם. In order to not only bring שפע, but also bring new נשמות down. הנה הוא רץ השפע הוא מן המוחים, אם אין להם מוחים, איך יולידו? כי כן מצינו כי ביאס הקוטן אינה נקרא ביה עד שיגודו. So what you have to do first is that you have to grow the partsuf. Once you grow the partsuf, it becomes from a cotton to a godo, and then once it's a godo, then it can make a zibur. So there are processes involved here. V'atamu lefi she'ein mochin bayim bo ad yosef ben yud gimoshon. Same thing we find in this world, is we're going to find in the world of the partsufim. V'chein tzachichanu latet mochim lezun. That's why I have to give mochim lezun in order to grow them. Now, הנה, המוחים הם בשני בחינס. אחד, או את מוחים דגר, או מוחים דבק, כשיסבור בעזרת השם. There's two types of שפה. You can either bring שפה to the גר of the ברצוף, or you can bring שפה, which is מיוחד for the דבק. והנה, קודם שנזדבקו בעמידה, תפילת שמונה עשרה, צר שיהיה להם מוחים. In order for them to do their zivug in the Shemona Esrei, particularly in Tzim Sholem, then they have to have first mochim. Lachen beyoseinu atav hechla ava shebo sod yamin amakim bechesed kisei nasim bo bechin hazman leorei zivug elyon de'abba v'ima shebo'olam atzilus kidei she'aladei zivug am yolidu וימשיכו המוחם לזון כדי שגם אלו יזדבגו אחר כך בעשר תפילת יודחס. As we explain the process, first you have to have an intermediary type of shefa called mochem deyinika, first coming in. That's going to be the first stage. That prepares the shefa in a state of zivug. And then finally, then you can go up and get what's called the mochem degadlut. כדי שעלי זיווג יולידו, then the proper zivug you're going to get, you're going to be moilid, proper shefa. That's going to happen to Shmuel Esri. V'nitza ki inyan kheshemahu zivug abba v'ima v'oheredet amogim el azun. So first thing, by kheshemah l'moshel, it's very similar to Matbiyah Bracha. You say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, that's going to bring down the shefa, the intermediate shefa. Hashem is going to give you koach. V'achan inyan amida zivug bezun. V'achikach, sorry, inyan amida hu zivug zun. It's going to create a situation where there's going to be a zivug zun in order to be to do the aliyas ma. So he says as follows: Nilva mikan she saw the tefila hu liyached zun. The whole point of our tefila is in order to be yached zun. V'shiyamshich al yadam shefa leolam. Olam, olam, zivug ze dezun nase alidei shimshichu lehem mochim de'aba ve'ima. In first, you have to bring mochem the abba v'ima. Lachen tzara betchila lizivug lezaveg ed abba v'ima. First, you have to make zivug abba v'ima. V'lahamshel hamochem lezun. As yochlu zun lizaveg lahamshel shefa olam. First, you make a zivug in abba v'ima, and then you bring down. Then that will incite and bring down the right amount of shefa to zun, and they will be able to do a zivug. ומאחר ומחובה בית המקדש המוחים באים מסתלקים אין אני שם כל היום לכן אנו מספללים על ידי תבילסנו ומשוכים מוחים לזום. Again, so that is the point of tefillah is in order to make them to mezavik. Okay, so complex from this piece is telling us the importance of making a zivug in first avavima. Okay, we're going to need all this information in order to learn this kavanah here. So the first point is, you have to make a zivug in Abba V'ima in order to make a zivug in Zun. And once there's a zivug in Zun, then they can go make their aliyahs. That's point number one. Let's continue. Now he's bringing a quote from the Etz Chaim and Shah Chav Gimel, Perek Vov. So those are the Etz Chaim, you can look in Shah Chav Gimel, Perek Vov. And let's continue reading. V'hine. Bekol pam shirotzi na'am shukhlayam mochim, tzor shitchila, is davga abba v'ima, misham yimshukha mochem lezun. Omnam, zivug ahu, tzor shiyalu zun, not. In order again, for abba v'ima to make the first zivug, you have to do aliyas man. והנה הלאסן מן הוא המוח שלהם, שהם מכינס הנשם הפנימי שלהם. So you have to bring up to them their own מוחים in order for them אבבים to make a zivug. הנה קודם שהיה לו בסוד מן צריך לקבל הערה מלמעלה. And interesting enough, in order for זה ונוקבה, in order to bring up the עליאס מן, they first need to be given כוח in order to go up. Right? ואי אפשר לקבלם אם לא שעל ידי זיווג אבא ואימא. Now, in order for them to get the shefa, it has to be preceded by zivug abba v'ima. Well, pirush adavo. Kemo shekotuv b'shtei, kemo shekasavtu. Sheshtei zivugim yesh b'abba v'ima. Echad zivugam hu b'seder chitzen yusem. The first zivug is happening in the chitzen part of the path of zun or abba v'ima. והוא תמיד לחיוס עולמוס חיוס מוכרח לצורך עצמם, ואם זה הזיווג ייבטל, אפילו רגע אחד, ייבטו כל עולמוס חוזר שלום. So we spoke about this last time as well, that if the chitzonus of the עולמוס are not taking זיווגים, אבא ואמא, then we have a big problem. The whole world will be destroyed. חוזר שלום. Now, second type of זיווג that we want as well, is Vashen Husot Pinimis. Vulatet Mochim Leza, we bring Mochim to Za, Kedeshem Yoludu Neshomas Baolam. Shu Pinimis Olamus can all dam Ze Enotade. Vine, Zivoga Rishon Hatade, Ainzer Shialo Zon, Besod Man, Omnam Hau, Udishavig Abba, Beima, Via Rishon, Asha, Hucha, Shore, שורש זום, וכל שאר נשומס למשוך מזוג, אבא ואמא, והרוח המספיק אז למען. So again, we're going to make two processes. First, the zivug in abba v'ima, and then the zivug in zoom. That's where it starts. But why and how does abba v'ima start making a zivug? So the answer to that is that abba will give automatically, because we're talking about the chitzon solam, that you have a zivug automatically with abba v'ima. He's going to give a tipa, which is called Rucha Dishavik Abba Be'ima. That is going to be the shefa which Abba gives automatically to Ima. Ach, azivug asheni hu letzoch mochim ha'hu, letzoch zivug zun, leholid neshomas shehem pinimis olomas, az zun mamish oli mat. Again, so the process is the Abba Be'ima make a zivug, and then after that, they're going to give Shefa to Zun. Zun's going to get Koch, and they're going to go all the way up. We're holding by just with the Vehine, which is in the break there. Vehine, kol ha-mochim ha-penimim di-yenika mitzad ima tamid hem bo lo-oilom. Ve'at al-idei man, be-koach ru-rucha, ha-niske le-el, nase zivug abba ve-ima b'chinas yisa saba ve-tuna. Ve-hu zivug ha-tadir. אז נשלום בחינס המוחים בחגה דייניקה שהם חיצוניותיהם והם אלוקים. Again, so the shefa that is going to be first brought down in the first stage is coming first of all from a zivuk which is Abba V'ima. Abba V'ima on the level of the chitzonis part of Abba V'ima, which is explained to us, which is Yusuf Saba and Tvuno. Yusuf Saba is on a constant stage in order not to mevata the olamas. So the whole tafkid is, it's tadir constantly on his zivug process in order to keep the olamas working. So it's going to mavir shefa.
That's pnim.
No, that's chitzim.
That's what he means here, says tomatim boi lo olam. That's before that. Mechem pnimim is already been there. There's a line just before. When you can't mechem pnimim, you can say that imo tomatim boi lo olam. That's the higher part of imo.
That is the...
It's not Tvuna part, that's the Ima part.
The Yenika Mitzad... One second. He said earlier on, there's two types of Zivugim. One Zivug is the Chitzon. Mm-hmm. One Zivug is the Chitzon, which is the Chitzonis Olamas. Right. That is always Tadir. That's the Kium Olamas. He said before, ואם זה הזיווג יבטל אפילו עיר העירך, יבטל כל עולמות חזר שלום. והשני הוא בסוד פנימיוס. והוא לסס מוחים לזה כדי שהם יולדו הנשומס בעולם, הוא שהיא פנימיוס עולמות. Kenoda, Vze Enotadia.
Yes, when he says the line, the second that we just started that paragraph,
meaning like this, that doesn't mean that it's constantly coming down, but when it's coming down, it's always coming down to the world. It's always coming down to the world in order to continue the world going. That means the whole purpose of the point, the whole purpose, as he said earlier on, is to create a zivug between zav and nukvah. That's the only reason why we're davening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because when the base of English was mukuyim, then the kobonas were able to manufacture such a state in the patsufim that everything was perfect. All the patsufim, beside the chitzayim of the olam, beside the panim of the olam, were always in the state of perfect state of utopia. Right, that was the time of the Shlomo Melech. That was the Shalom Ba'olam. Once the Beis HaMikdash was Chorban, it was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, then we had to take over. Our tefillahs are bimkom that in order to make that the Patsufim should stay together. Not the Chitzayin Yisolam, because that's the basics. We're talking about the Panim Yisolam. Ve'at Alidei Man Bekoach Ahu Rucha, which meant in Keniska Le'el, Nase Zivug Abba V'ima.
Ruach means Zah, is that right?
No. Ruach means Zah, and that's not the context, yeah. It's in Otz Chaim, right? Right? Where is it? In Shazun? Right, so no. Rucha, that means like this, that Abba v'Ima are in a state of Zivug. But how does it start? It starts with the fact that Abba, he takes his Ruach, means his Tipa, the Shavik Babala, and then he would give it over to Imo, and that is the start of the process of this Zivuk Tadir. Okay, now Kenasa Zivuk Abavim Vuchinas Yasu Yisrael Saba. Behine Zivuk Tadir, v'hu Zivuk HaTadir, v'az Nishalim Nishlam Vuchinas Amochim V'Chagat Yenika Shehem. Okay, as we learned in the first part of Mabea Brocha, that you first work on the chitzan of the palsuf, and then we'll see later on, which we haven't done, Melech HaOlam, which we're going to do now, which we're trying to explain, that's going to work on the pnimius of the palsuf. This is going to be Shefa Pnimi, which is a high level. So, as you're bringing down the Shefa, it has the it looks like Elohim's in the Siddur. Achikach oile min man zon atzman. So once the Zavinukva have this shefa from Abba Meima, which is called the man, they are now able to go up and bring up this aliyas man. Atzman kedei lekabel mochem devag de gadlus shem pinimius olamas bezul. So they're going to go all the way up. Now with this koach that they receive from the chitzonis of the zivugim, all the way up and receive now the gadlus. V'da'ashein zivug zeh, hasheni, nase ela, k'shem chabrim yacha, dali patzufim, abba v'ima, v'yisosab ben tfunam, v'na'ase shtei patzufim, v'ad v'havin zeh. V'gam da, kalal godlus, sh'zeh ha'zivug chitzonis, shu letzoach olamas nimshach memochim atzmam de abba v'ima, bli shikablet hem milimale kenoda. Shekol ma shlemata mehem, kulam klulim bahem. V'yesh bahem koach, keneged kol ma shlemata mehem. Ach, azivug apenimi, tzor shikablu gam abba v'ima ma'orad elyoni mehem, u'mehem amshichim lema shuhu tzorch lahamshich neshomas kondosh shuhu b'chines penimis, penimim. ונמצא שגם הרבים מזדווגו עם הנוקווה התחילה, והוא ממשיך לאבא ואמא, וכן הרבים עצמם גור בזיווג לעתיק, וכן זה מזה עד רום המעלוס. נמצא שזיווג הפנים הוא כושר כל עולמס, כי אי אפשר להמשך אם לא שיקבלו מרום המעלוס אורס חדושים, זה מזה וזה מזה, עד לאבא ואמא ומשם לזם. So he's making a fundamental difference between the process. How are we going to define this? The shefa, what Zun is receiving primarily from the chitzonis of Abba V'Ima, and what is Zun receiving from the panimius of Abba V'Ima? Zivuk Panimius. So what he's receiving from the Chitzonius of Abba V'ima, Abba V'ima can source that themselves. Again, what is Zun going to do with that Shefa? It's just to give them Koach Wili. It's a springboard in order for them to go up higher, to get the real Shefa.
They don't go higher than Abba V'ima themselves. How far do they go up? How far does that go up?
Only up to Abba V'ima.
That's the one that needs that Koach.
Right, it needs that Koach, right? To be Mali the Bivurim and to go all the way up. Now, in order for that to happen, Abba V'ima will now have to need to get Koach from a higher part, so from them. So Abba V'ima is going to have to go to Arich, Arich is going to have to go to Atik, Atik is going to go to all the way up, Ab Sag De'ak, draw down this Koach, and then finally give it over to...
That's for Zivuk Panimi.
Zivuk Panimi. That's the big shuffle. That's the big shuffle. Again, this is the stepping stone in order to go all the way up, in order to bring it up.
That's why you have to have this kavanas, otherwise you're not.
That's right. You're not doing it right. You're not going up to the source. So again, when you mechamen the first part of Matbea Bracha, all you have to go is up to Abba V'ima, bring it down. And when you go Melech Olam, when you get the big shuffle, you're going to have to go all the way up, get all the parts of them ready, and then you come all the way back down, but upside the ak, all the way down, then you bring down the shuffle to Zun. Okay, so let's see the next quote over here. Ve'etz Chaim, and Shaltal Peg Zayin, and he says over here, "Kasher roitzim zu lizdavig yachad me'az ve'elich." In another, she'im shum zivu ba'olam lezun im lo shi'yaktim lehem b'chitich lezun abba v'ima. Again,
can I just ask you something? When he said the zivug is in a nifsik, it continues the zivug chitzay. So what? So why are we mechavin anything that to?
That's a very good question. We ask this question. We'll get four different tools.
Yeah? I see. Because
so either is enech anami that the zuvig is having anyways, and we're going to get the shefa, but could be the pshat is the zuvig is happening, and then you just have to be mamshich the shefa downwards. Not necessarily that the shefa is going to come down, or that according to the shem sosin you have to dish mishtatif pula, mishtatif pula, and according to the other mafashim that you have to. Matrix of the Sayim, that means you start the process, because if you're not there, nothing's going to happen, right? So you start moving your lips, and that sort of ignites the core to go. So this is some type of shtatful. So again, we're reading a quote from the Shah Tal, Shah 39, Peg Zayim. Vini, Kasher rotze zun is davig yachad, me'az ve'elich, הנה נודע כי שאין זון, אין שום זיווג בעולם לזון, אם לא שייקתים להם בתחילה זיווג אבא ואמא. Now we know we want זון to make sure, but that's really what we're interested in. We're not interested in anybody else making זיווג. Because as soon as זון makes a זיווג, then we know that we're going to get the שפר. Because we're next in line. But so nevertheless, he's sort of repeating himself here, Shanta, in order for Zun to make a zivug, you have to preempt a zivug in Abba V'ima. But Tamadah she'elu shtei itchim anar shelokhu Zun letzor atzmo v'gufam, aber lechadish mechadosh banim acherim elam yicholim imlo sheikru atosefes ahu me'aviyam shelamar v'aviyam. So if it's something old, alright, they can take it like Shefa Tmidi, Shefa in the parts of a Chitzam. That's alright, they can go to Abba V'ima. But if they want something Chodesh, to be moiled in the Shomas Chodoshes, to bring down to this world, then they're going to have to go higher than Abba V'ima. Vigam Abba V'ima lo krema, yoshe lemana ma'at shematzi la'elyon, v'hu livad yesh v'kol l'chadesh l'tamid, l'fi she'en lo sof. This is the truth, the emes de kapshat in Keshema Shkva Noda. Shuhu b'chinas zivug abba v'ima kedi latet lehem morchim chadoshim lezun b'neihem kedi shiokul zivug lizdavig gam hem loholi b'im achirim tzorch lecham b'keshem alashlim kol zivugim ad en sof ki za yikabel me'abba v'ima v'abba v'ima v'arich v'arich v'atik v'yomim ad en sof anu b'amusinu lo nimsar lanu tashlum inyan ze etzleinu. Alright, all the protein, we don't have, but we know with the basic image from the Arizal. Again, all the information that the Rav Chaim Vital received from the Arizal was in the Sakha called 1 year and 10 months. It wasn't more than that ground. It take us a few lifetimes to learn just what, you know, when they learned what they schmoozed about in the 1 year and 10 months. But, anyways, he's sort of complaining here that unfortunately we didn't get everything here. But Kumto writes from this piece, he wants to say over here, that the Kudus Kesev, Vuhu Shegam, at the end of page 53, Vuhu Shegam Zivuk Pinim with Abba Ve'ima Atzmam, Nasa Bekoa Chumuchim Diyanika Dizun Sha'olu Liman, Ve'aride Ve'ar Yadam Nim Shachim Amochim Digal Vizun. Eino Yechol Alos Im Lo Yikablu Ma'abba Ve'im Mochim Ve'Patsum Sha'alim Shu'achabim Ve'chein Yibachabi Yikablu Ye'Patsum Sha'alim Ve'ad Ein Sof. Ve'tam Sherak Hashem Yisbor Yechol Elam Shechet Mochim כי הוא יסבור אין סוף, וכולם מקבלים ממנו. אוקיי, וכולו וכולו. קיצור, as we know, that's the, I'm not quite sure why he wants to bring this piece, not really adding very much. Just because he's saying that you have to go in order to get the moch of the penimis, you have to go down there and sof. Okay, next piece. נשאר כבונו זדרו שינוי תפילס. הנה כחיל שמה בתפילה, שנספלל בכל יום תמיד גם כם, ערב, בבוקר, בצהריים, בכל בשבת יום טוב. דע לך, כי יש הבדל בשינוי גודל בין תפילה של חול, אל תפילה של שבת בראש חודש, אל תפילה של יום טוב, ואל תפילה של יום חול המועד. There's differences in all different types of תפילה, ראש חודש, תפילה של יום טוב, ואין חול המועד, ולא עוד, אלא אפילו בימים טובים עצמם, אין תפילה של חג הפסח, דום לחג תפילה של חג שבועות, all the tefillah chag is sukkos ki yotz bezev lo od ela ki gam bekol yom yom ve'atzam am enu dom tefillah shach al tefillah musaf all the tefillah mincha all the tefillah arav lo od ela mishbiyam ela shbiyam yachol atzam yesh shino godol ben tefillah yom zev le tefillah yom shel achrav lo reiz ekreiz. So every day, even within one day, mincha is not like shach is not like mariv, and shach is of today is not like tomorrow. Every single tefillah is different. Ain lecha shum tefillah meyom shenivro ba'olam ad sof ha'olam shedit me lechaver teklav yikar.
Even every person, yeah, obviously, every person's tefillah is different.
והנה קיצור הוא שלפי תכלס שתכלס מצווה תפילה היא לבר ברור יום של השם ומלוך עם אדם שמי. So that's the תכלס that we know in order to be male in the ברור, that's the only person, that's the only thing, reason why we're doing תפילה. או בכל יום יגון בכל תפילה תפילה מבר ברור יום ניצוץ חדוש שלו נבור באוילום עד עד עס ההיא. That nitzus has been waiting for you since you were born, and more than that, since Sheshes Yimei Breishis has been waiting that nitzus for you specifically to do that particular time to bring it up. Because tefila and tefila mitzvarim shadayim lo olu shum zman. Vehine kifi era nitzus mitzvarim lo olu shum mimata lemala. Because tefila and tefila ken kifi era hu era hazivog elyon. So it depends on your kavanah, it depends on who you are, depends on your shosh and neshama, depends on a lot of factors that will be, that will contribute on how high and the erech of the tikkun that you'll be doing. That's one reason why we have to daven kol yom, kol shah. If you should call it tefillah, tefillah, now it's in bechinas mechudoshot, mashalos, and shum tefillah achiz v'los. So that's why when you miss a tefillah, chaz v'shon, you missed out a gewaltige gleiching, a gewaltige possibility.
What?
That's right, you missed out. Avad, the mafashim experience claw that the birurim, the tikkun, will be done without you.
Will be?
Yes, of course.
But you missed out. You missed out.
You missed out. You missed out, and you're going to have to pay for it. Torah Chacham says you're going to have to get Yisurim and not Mechav in order to, because you missed out on the Biur you're supposed to have done. Lo'alein. Okay. As Bikitsu, what do we see from here? I saw a different signum that we saw before. Before the Arizal told us what the Gantz, the Tavkid of Tefillah was, in order to make the Patsum going, to make a Zivug. And once we get the zivug, then there's a halaga of shefa, and that's the gan. That's the gan. They seem to be saying that's the ganze tapkid of tefillah. Now he's saying completely different zach. He's saying the whole point is to be malin and tzitzit. So again, a little bit stira here. What's going on in the Arizal? What is in the kuda ikori? What's the point over here of tefillah?
He's asking kashin. He's the next piece. Yeah, come there.
מכאן נראה שסדר תפילות הוא אינן אחר לגמרי, והוא לימר ריבורו זון. ויש לאבים כיצד אשתה וכל זה, אמר שלמד לא ידעתה. רבינו רשז בן הראשון וסידו שם רמב, ושכל השמועות אמרות עד עתה אינן אחד המה. So that's a God of the רשז, as he praised the רשז so much beforehand, and we can understand why, because otherwise you're just fumbling about in the Kitva Arizal here, there, you can't really make out what he's trying to, seems to compare it to steals. So that's what the Rashash, the God was, the genius of the Rashash, was able to recoil the answer, all the Kitva Arizal, and make sense out of it. Yizbaru al pi drusha ha-shvilas ve-tikon ve-etzchai ve-moshorim sh'al-di ha-tfilas she-esek etor ma-isim tovim b'kol yom v'yom anu mechavanim v'arim tikon as biru izum de-oise yom bo anu nimsoim. B'tchil anu mechavanim l'anu s'etzkeilim shivurim im rav ha-chnitzusim shebetorichim she-hem Malchus the Ben Shiyotzu Me'enayim Da'ak Mechabrim Ha'oseyem Shebe'atzilus V'chein La'amshir Zun V'oitzim Ha'yom U'b'chinas Ba U'b'chinas Ba Oskim Es Ha'mochim Di'enika V'em Yalu Ha'man Im Ha'buruim Shalehem La'abuvim Ha'abuvim Di'oru V'yalu Es Buruim La'arachapim A'arachapim La'atik Ad Ab Sag Da'ak V'az Nav Gav Sag Da'ak V'mishwa Etzal Tashlom Ha'buruim Shalehem Ha'yutzivos Da'am Tashlom Ha'yutzivos Da'am V'en Yichabu Ima Malchus Da'am אלו הניסקה שהם ברורים, אם שוכרה חלק הבחינה של כל הפרצופים, כל אחד חלקו ונוגע לו, עד שיגיעו לאבא ואמא יזדהו גם הם זיווג פנימי, ואם שוכרה זה מוכם לגדלו שהם כוח מה שנתקנו מהברורים לזום, ואז יכול לזום להזדהו ולהמשיך לשפע, שהוא תוצא של התיקון ברורים, לסוד נשום את חודו שלו, אלא מדען גבזס שפע. אז מה זה אקזגו? נפלו מה זה?
בערך. And he's saying, yes, if there's a berurim, you can't have a zivig if there's no berurim. If there's still sigim somehow, then the zivig won't happen. If there's a malo berurim, and then somehow the zivig can happen.
That's right. So what are you doing by asking? You're building up the partsufim. The partsufim cannot make a zivig unless they're built up. Mm-hmm. Right? As he said beforehand, a kotem, and kishul das, right? You have to have das, and a kotem doesn't have das yet. So in order to make a paratzuf from a cotton to a godel, you have to build them up.
So if you can say that you're building up this paratzuf, zun the whole time is being...
Different zun. Every minute is a different zun, every minute is a different zun. Okay, so that's the tafka. You're building up zun from a cotton to a godel, till he becomes a paratzuf shalom. Therefore, then, when he finds that all the birurim are going to go up, and not, you're not only building zun, you're building up of ima, you're building up atik, arich, atik, and all the way up to atik.
Each mitzvah's got its own binyan.
That's right, you got to binyan. You go up to atik, then you're getting from the Eibushter, Naya Shefa. And that Shefa is the Maya Chodesh coming from the Maya Chodesh coming from the Metzach. Remember, we learned in the Otsu Tzrayim. And also the Anayim, the Akas, bring out the Ben HaChodosh, right, the Ben and Ma, which Mestatif, remember all the Sfikas before in the Attic. All that's coming out, and that's going to join up and build up all the Partsufim, B'Shleimus. Each one is going to make a Zivug, Attic, Arech, Abav, Ima, and then the Mao Ben is going to go now to Zun. Zohar are Godel now, they have the Ma'a Ben, the four Partsufim, make a Shefa, and therefore the Moili, Neshamas, Chadoshes, and the Oilam, with a new Shefa, and you get your Tikkun. Ve'atanavim, Mishamashi, Kofi, Barab, Mishak, Kavonos, Shetavis, Melech, Oilam, Oila, Shefa. So that's what, getting back to the point here, why are we discussing it? Because it's exactly what you're doing when you're having a cup of coffee. When you're eating a piece of chocolate, you're making the shakol niyabivol, you might think very insignificant what you're doing, you're making tremendous tikkunim as if you're on your Rosh Hashanah ne'ila. There is no difference. Different partsufim, different zmanim, but it's the exact same process which is happening. Shetevach melech ha'oilam, oila ha'shefa ha'nimshar ad ata leman elabina lehevit ha'shefa amiti kotu beremez. So all this we won't see in the Kabbalah. That's why we're going in a little bit of introduction over here, because we go straight into the Kabbalah, so you won't see all this period over here. The Arizal and the Shah Kavanas and the Dush in Dush in Tefillas and other places are mamish maramas to us, but it doesn't put the whole picture first together until the Rashash come along and he set up the system for us. כי סדר שלום ישנם קם בסדר הלוס מן שמבוכם דייניקה והבירום הדברו ממלוס וזיווג אפסק דאג והמשך נסמוכם דגדוס זה סדר לנו רבינו בסידוס ושזה רשע של קודש כמו שנלמד ונראה בענו ונראה בעזרת השם את כל הסדר כבון הזה בערוכה ובפרוטס so we're going to go more into depth now into the kvonos. V'tchila na'achid me'ad nevaya b'zant Hashem kama v'akdomas yikolos nirchutzos she'al yod midvar b'kol ha'inam v'b'hirus yosef. Seder ha'chshol zah ha'ashpah zah yivaya nivarim al-idei ha'tzimtzum. Now I just want to skip on to the next part of here. It says, Oros ha'nikudim ha'yotzi me'enayim da'ak b'chinosom b'keitzad higiru le'enayim da'ak. Okay? It's more to the point. It's like this. בעת חיים שהנקודם פרק על המבואי הרב, right, we've done it, שנמשחס השתל שלו זה אור, והשפע מניק ועיניים דאק, והוא אור השג, דסג, הניקר אור נקודם. Remember? So originally you had Adam Kadmon, and what comes out of Adam Kadmon is these 10 nekudos. What are these 10 nekudos made out of? They're made out from the sag and the sag. Remember in Adam Kadmon, you have four basic bechinas, ab, sag, mo, ben. The sag the sag was what came out from the Enayim Da'ak. That's going to create the entire world of Atzilus. And all our Metzius is going to come out from that.
It's called
Oren HaKodim
also.
Sorry?
That's called
Oren HaKodim. Oren HaKodim, exactly. Shepenimius Da'ak yesh ab sag ma'u benes, which is just explained. Kamu. V'kishachosu lehotzi anfe ha-sag. Now, in order for this to happen, for the sag to come out, of the Enayim Da'ak, Olu, Nikudus, Tagim, and the Oisius, which is another word for Sag, Ma, and Ben of the Sag. Remember, each chelik could be subdivided. Ima Ma, and the Ben, that means the Sag, three quarters of the Sag came out, the entire Ma came out, and the entire Ben came up. From the Nahi, he went up to the Chagat, Bipnimis, all in the Pnimis of Ak, Leman, as an Elias man, Lechelik Elin Shabo of Adam Kadmon. Venasi Sham Palsa, then there was a form of Palsa, Kedesh Lo Yodo Oz Bachzoa, no, so then they should come down, blocking them up and sort of causing a cuckoo pressure atmosphere here in the top part of Adam Kadmon. Vas Yatza all, it came shooting out of the eye because it was such pressure. As yoto on nikudim shem b'chinas chitzonius haben v'chutz der nikvenayim v'pnim z'chitzon ama v'pnim z'haben boku et z'parsa v'yodu lemokim lemata v'ak v'in ken, if he's there yotze shoha nikudim hu b'chinas chitzonius haben. So it comes out that what came out? The answer ab zagma uben, what came out? The chitzonius of the ben. Not like what he said early on.
The rest remained in Ak.
Right, they went back down. But I'm pointing out what he said before was the sag came out the Enayim. And now he's pointing out that is the chitzonius of the Ben. The Ben has a chitzon part and the penimius. It makes sense. The penimius stayed in the penimius of Ak and the chitzon came out of the chitzonius. So which one is it? Is it the sag came out or the chitzon of the Ben? Well, now Rabbeinu saw it. Biuro Efo Shleim, one of the famous Pirushim on Otto Tzraim, it's called the Eshel. Ashan Nikudim Perek Aleph Ois Aleph, Ashan Tikun Perek Gimel Ois Vav, Mevah Asha Ois Nikudim Yotsu Mimokom Nikva Naim De Akem Shtei Bechines. Oh, the two Bechines came out. Vehem Sagma Ben, this Sag. Shem, you can also call the Nikudis Tamim Ois is the Sag, same thing. That was one type of oil that came out in Naim De Ak. Base, b'chinas chitzonis the ben. The attack they both came out. Shneim gam yachad. V'hu al pi mashkod sefer kodesh divrei shalom. V'rabbeinu rashash. It's rashash mistake. Rashash shirabi. Right. This was the neched, the grandchild neched of rabbeinu rashash. V'hu al rashash tanta perik alev. I'm shalom. He explains the story. Seems to be a little bit of machlokes between the mafarshim. That's the emes, but he's bringing the shittas of divrei shalom. That two types of oils came out. V'ayin oil b'kultus chasdei David Rabbeinu David Majar. He was one of the Talmid Chaverim of the Rashash himself, he actually printed the first Siddur Rashash, was David Majah. He wrote a Pirush at the back of Etzraim called the Chasdei David, very important. Kitzur Etzraim, very important work, actually printed at the end. Muvav Esov Etzraim, Klal Tes, Vesikem B'der Zeh. This is the sequel. Ve'al Tenavi Mashemesh, Shemash Kotu V'Rabbi Etzraim Shah Atiko. V'hine, Kasher Yotze Ol Ha'or Chodesh Sham, Shemma, the alofim. So what happens now? The ma comes out. Birer manikudus the sag. Now the ma came out from the forehead. Remember, that's the shastiko now. What was in the sakin on? It was misakin the sag. Shabem. Aita shvira. Ma shelo yucholi barer. Mehem. Mishtatfu mitchabro imo. So the ma was mishtatfu to the sag. To misakin it. Vaz nase a ma b'chines ducha. Sag nase b'chines nukva. Ela sheheli yosef sag ze nasim nukva elama lechen kona lo at Hashem acher v'shem v'o Hashem ben nahin kaze yud vav dalin kekei vav vav kekei that's Hashem ben which is Matthew 52 ve'elo nikra ata b'shem sag elo b'shem ben so ben chodesh yeah so the no it's not ben chodesh no we're talking the ma chodesh is mashpia on what broke on the sag. Says Al-Giza, passion is that the ma is mashpil on a higher b'china. Sag is higher than ben, and then ma. So how can it be a low b'china called ma be mashpil on a higher b'china called sag? So Zok there is mukha that we have to change his name in order to reflect the relationship that ma is having with sag. Ma is usually mekabel and sag is the mashpia. That would make sense to say sag and ma, relationship. But when you have a mashpia, which is ma now, and Saga is the recipient of the Sheva, then we're going to change them of Saga into Ben in order to reflect the relationship.
And Ben is Nukva.
So that, but it's a simen ba'alma that Saga is playing the role of a Ben to make Kabul the Sheva from Ma. That's why we change the name of Saga. This is unique. We don't find this in any other place. We change the name. So. Okay. But if I'm not mistaken,
this thing that you missed out on my side, I mean, this is a sikkum of pages and pages of Isis Chaimis. Yeah, the whole Stahlstress of
the Eidekip Pshuto. Now, he's saying this for us. It's not Pshuto. Now, this Pshat that he just said over here is not so much changing the name. Listen to this Pshat. He said, the Gavot of Pshat here. Because it sounds strange that how can you think change the name? At the end, it's a sag, it's not a ben. So the answer is, the Arak Kedaku with the Kurdish, Malim et Dvorov, Kishane Bechinas. Remember what came out? Sag and Ben. That's what the Rav says. Sag came out in nine. Kisham medabrim al shtal shuzo achi oris achav. Right, achav came out, and then came out the sag. B'shem Ben nichla imarim ve'ino olu b'shem. Sag came out, Ben is bechlal not even mentioned because it's bottom mavutul to the actual sag, which is much higher in bechina. Ve'ilu ve'es atikun, that was the b'shas shvira. B'shas atikun me'ache v'shem ma hu mesakin maskiras in the oras nikudim shem ben. Pum faket, since Ben is receiving the bigger amount of shefa in order to mesakin it, because that most of the shvira, then his name becomes the ikah and shem sag is nechlal imo ve'ino olu v'shem. So this Gantz of Vol, it seems what he seems to say, the Gantz of Vol, the fact that the Sag would change his name to Ben, is Mamash Nelam, the Gantz of Sod of the Dvor. Actually, Sod is that we mashpia on the Sag and the Ben. Why mention one time, one and the other time? Because it depends on where we're talking about Tikkun, we're talking about Shvir.
How can a Maisa, how can a small Bechina be Maisa?
No, it's Ma'achadosh.
Ma'achadosh got more Kaich now.
Then Ben. Yeah, the Ben broke. And it was only a minute part of Ben. It's only the chitzonis part of the Ben that broke. So the Ma'a Chodesh coming to Esa spheres, now there's no problem to be mashpia on a lower Bechina called Ben. The only Shaila was how could it be mashpia on a higher Bechina?
So how does Sag suddenly disappear?
It doesn't disappear. It's Nichlal Imo Ve'ino Olu B'Shem. It's bottom of Utu.
This is the
Kudah,
right?
The Kudah of Tikkun is more. The Tikkun that we cannot be mashpia on a Sag, it's a higher Bechina. So the Indian of being Mahashpo, the Shema Ben comes to light.
It fades in comparison, the Tikkun part of it.
Yeah. exactly.
So most of Sagi is not affected anyway. It's only how much of Sagi was affected?
The Sag Mauben of that Sag. Came out 80% of the Sag was affected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, just a few more lines, we'll stop it. But Rabbi Rashash, the Nashon, be here, Mazoit, the Hit, because of the Zil Shabbat. As Mizdavig in the Rashash, so then you finally go up to Absag the Ma, Absag, Bamotzim, Ametza, Chilke, Chitzonim, Tanta the Ma, Amityachasim, the Kol Proti, Oysam, Abiruim, the Kol Nikuda, Omenaim, Chosrim, the Tet, Metanta the Ben, the Nikuda the Sag, Ihim, Tashlum, Atesha, Sphil, the Elim, the Kol Pras. So from what the Tikkun is going to be, the Metza is going to come out, the Ma, the Naim is going to bring out the Ben Achodash. Hainu Bechinas Oyrus and Nikudim Mikabalim as the Tikkunim. Tikkunam Hem Bechinas Chitzon is the Ben. What's going to Mikabal the Tikkun? The Chitzon is the Ben. And the Nikud is the Sa Komo. Hainu Benar Sholom. Back down to the Chodash. Okay, in the Sikkum, the Volume Oyle, She'ol and Nikudim Bechlal. What broke? Bechinas, the Chitzon is the Ben. And also the Sag Mauben the Sag. Okay, we'll stop here for now.